I sent you an invite.
All right. How many invites are necessary? Whoa.
I
didn't say I stopped at one, but it's not false that I sent you an invite.
No, it's true. No, it's true.
Moments from the Polycast Cooperative Civilization multiplayer experience. This is Turncast.
Do I sound any different?
Sound clearer.
I don't think so.
The office is in a new location in the house. It used to be upstairs, and now it's on the main level, and I'm in a room with hardwood floors instead of all carpet. So
actually, it's noticeable, but it's only slightly.
Only slightly? Okay. So you may end up hearing Allison and four-month-old puppy Miley in the background at some point.
Oh.
Yeah, just like that, for knocking down one of the bins that's separating me from her. That was, that bin's just not weighted well enough, apparently.
Definitely the bin's fault.
Well, no, that was the surplus keyboard, so it's very surplus now, maybe. I don't know.
You didn't need it anyway.
Well, at least we got some content out of this recording anyway. Yeah, that was all recorded, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah.
I'm getting double thumbs up from Allison, yeah. Oh. It's quality content for the last Turncast episode for a bit, yeah.
Double thumbs up.
Yeah, I figure, you know, it's Pangea, so with three human players and four AIs, I figured all the humans would be clustered in one part, and all the AIs would be clustered in another part. And
not now, right? Right.
Not necessarily not the case right now.
You guys are going to have humans destroying humans and AIs destroying AIs, then?
Oh, no, that would be the Civ 6 game.
Yes.
I mean, the fact that I met the other two human players within 10 turns at the start of the game is, you know.
And Q is trading in salt.
I mean, when one of them pinned his name on the map, though.
Well, actually, they both did, and then I pinned my name on the map, too. So we could see, like, we knew where each other was in the game, but we didn't actually know where each other was in the game, because we couldn't contact each other until we actually met in the game.
User entered your channel.
Oh, there's Mackie. Hi, Mackie.
Oh, it's Mackie.
Hello.
We're on a small Pangea, but there's a fourth AI that you're welcome to take over. I think Mike would like you to be friends. No, I'm kidding. That's right beside Mike. He's not going to like that. Or maybe he would. I shouldn't presume to speak for Mike.
Smart, so I don't think they got here in time.
Maybe Mike, anyway. Would you like that?
Nope.
Wow, Mike, that was an incredible impression of Phil. You should go tour.
No, they unteached that. Fuck. I wasn't paying attention.
That is a really good impression of Phil.
Yeah.
It's almost just like it.
I know. It's just like, you know, you can't believe it's not butter. It's like, you can't believe it's not Phil. And yes, I just somehow managed to compare Phil to butter.
I mean, everybody wants to eat.
So who doesn't?
Oh, God. Launchpad.exe has stopped working. What the heck did they do?
Sorry, I heard Launchpad and I just went, wait, McQuack?
What?
Aww.
Oh.
He was a great pilot.
Hashtag 90s kids.
One, two, three, four, five, six planned city spots.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you already had six cities settled after 18 turns. I'm just going to be like, oh, the hell with this.
I probably have enough city spots, but I can't.
Impressive.
Oh, I see. So,
by turn 20.
And I know I'm setting myself up, but I'm kind of interested that I haven't had any connection problems.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
How could you?
Why? Why?
Well, it's just a matter of, like,
you fool.
It's been happening every time, but not this time, which is curious.
Stop talking, for the love of God!
Keep going.
I think Drew wants the game to crash.
Yeah. He's cruising for the bruising.
Yeah, it looks like Dan joined in as what would have been my AI, but I guess
I would say so.
Mike.
You can take him, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Oh, now I've met Phil in the game. Oh, this is fantastic.
I'm going to need your land.
Oh, my word. What? No. This is... No.
The instant you see me.
Glad is a...
Sorry, to be fair.
Glad is a word.
I'm starting to think about changing my course of action on settling because of Mackie's upset about people settling on her island.
If you're coming for that end over there with the salt, don't you do that. Don't steal my coffee.
Yeah, that's those three.
Steal our coffee.
Brazil's already stole the other one at the other end.
I guess
that's what happens when you steal our coffee. Do it. It'll have good consequences.
No, because now she'll just declare war and kill my settler.
You know what?
Do it. Mackie needs a settler.
Are we all on the same Spring of Island plate here?
I'm on my own separate thing, but Drew is very close. There's like a city-state in this little tip of island, and there's Drew.
That's fun. I have another place I was planning to...
Like, I'm really super close to China, like...
With Baca.
Then Drew is just...
Like
we don't need
your
coffee, Baca. Right.
Didn't even like it that much anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I've discovered a source of iron. This is fan-flippantastic.
Only one iron?
You know, Josh, you're right. It is only one source of iron. I don't know what you're expecting the rest of that sentence to be.
I'm not going to be able to build a lot of swords in the next patch.
Oh, wait, no, there's a second source I can... Oh, I'll settle for it.
Mackie, can you do anything about this emergency?
I don't even see the emergency.
That's odd, because you're a participant.
What? Oh, God, where the hell did that come from?
Well, Yerevan.
I see that it's Yerevan, but the thing was, it never did pop up for me.
We have an emergency next turn. Mackie, you are a participant. Just for your information.
Yeah, this is weird. This is, yeah, it's coming up again.
Am I the only one getting those notifications?
No, I have it. But it's weird, because it says member civilizations will split a pot of negative 1,000 gold. Something is definitely...
That's actually correct.
Working as designed.
But that's your city, isn't it, Mackie?
Wait a minute, when did he get that? That was...
That doesn't sound good.
So, now, it's quite different.
Yeah.
And that we'll split 3,000 instead.
That definitely does not sound like the ideal question that he's asking.
What the shit? It was fine. There was nothing near it.
Did it flip by event?
No, it did. Yerevan is close by. He could have had horse units where I couldn't see them. That's the only thing I can think of there.
Hey, I'm at India via my galley.
No.
I believe I do have a naval route to them, but it would be quite the trek. Actually, if I blew through Antioch and marched my troops into the northern sea here, I probably could scooch around France.
But it would...
Christine doesn't troll me too much with loyalty pressure.
But would it reach the sufficiency of a Star Trek, if you will?
It would be well superior to Star Trek, like usual.
Whoa. Let's not go crazy.
Baby.
I know, that's what Prince is telling me to do.
Yeah. And as you know, if he tells you to do it, it's basically going to be objectively best. I like this no man's land of natural wonder that you have, that you still haven't settled, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
Don't tempt me to settle it.
Settler going there very shortly, actually. So there's some construction now.
I actually did settle southwest of Zanzibar, but I didn't dare go east, because you would have loyalty pressured me to hell. So for settling, you would have been bad, even if you didn't fight me over it. It would have still sucked for me.
Yeah.
You would have had to take him out, so the loyalty pressure was gone.
True. I could declare war on Dan. I mean, he totally hasn't, like, walled up a chunk of his cities and has swords when I don't. I'm sure it would be fine.
Well, he has AI, so that makes it fair game, you know.
I mean, I guess I could just roll up with, like, 3 horsemen and try to make a run through all the cities, pillaging everything until he kills my shit. Just be annoying.
Just pillage it.
Just a troll, which, yeah, that's a fill thing.
I wasn't expecting them coming from this way. I might lose to France again.
Oh,
Drew! What?
That'll be something what? To do if it happens, but that's you try weird. Not to.
That would be interesting, and then not good.
And, yeah, I'll certainly have AI to kill then.
Yeah, of course, you know, Gambara has to be one off, but that's not even the worst one, because, like, way to the east of that is a city where it is just... off.
Sorry.
No, I'm not talking to you.
We're in 1816 AD, and I still can't enter ocean tiles.
Yeah, I have pretty well abandoned doing anything with the Navy at all in this game entirely.
Well, I have some frigates I have to deal with.
Mackie, you know where Mkimbara is. I can't really see, or I haven't looked at the city directly to the east. It's the city of Stir.
Oh, Newcastle is on the coast.
I can do something with that. Because I have a ton of money. I can just buy an army.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you're getting 119 per turn of gold, then, like, whatever.
Oh, I blinked and you declared on me again.
Oh, there you go.
You did?
Wait, what?
No, Pedro. Again.
Oh.
And I... if I was declaring Mackie, I would have been a little louder and more obnoxious about that.
Are you sure it wouldn't be a surprise aura? You should do a surprise aura.
Be like, ah!
After she threatened your settler so fiercely earlier in the game and basically noped you, I mean...
You didn't even settle there. What the hell, Mackie?
Because Pedro! Okay?
I was just looking up and I was like, wait.
There was a point earlier when I didn't know if I was going to get my city back that I almost rage quit because of Pedro, so, you know.
You should build military units that tend to prevent that outcome.
You think? No way.
I just figured out that I would give you some helpful advice.
What's the military?
That could have been pretty funny if Drew's sitting there saying, well, I'm going to play it out and be a good guy and do this and play out the game even though I'm not sure that I want to, and then Mackie rage quits.
Well,
oh, I didn't realize before he's sorry. Right. Oh, I didn't realize Pedro declared on me. Okay.
I don't think anyone declared on you, Dina, because it sent you as an interesting nation.
Oh, because we were allied. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and Phil, Drew, you okay for breaking about 9:45?
Sure.
Sweet. I am a great person. Did I get another great general? Well, yes, yes, I did.
Did you say I am a great person?
No, but I am.
I am also a great person.
I am a great person, though.
We are all great people, Dan, okay?
Oh, yeah. I think you just wanted an excuse to say that you were a great person, Josh. I think that's all that was.
Thank you, Dan.
Well, you're welcome.
I appreciate you.
Oh, well, I appreciate you.
Wow.
Especially that thing you do.
This is the most love I've felt in a long time.
Can you feel the love tonight?
There is the silk touch.
Okay. Really? Right after Can You Feel the Love Tonight, there's that silk touch? Really, Mackie? Really?
I have to boot up Civ 6 again one of these days and see if I can remember how to play.
Build units.
It's going to be the last Turncast episode for some time. I think we should take this opportunity to thank our listeners for 8 seasons of Turncast and more than 100 episodes.
Woohoo! Right. Thank you for putting up with us. And remember, pulling her off by her, Dan, is the only way to end a game. Just saying.
Is anyone beside us listening?
Backstabbing Dan is frustrating.
Well, we can thank ourselves. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, me, for being funny all this time. Yeah, okay.
Congratulations. I also still congratulate.
Thanks for the game.
Yeah, and good night to all from me as well. Keep on civin. Yeah. Right.
Good night.
Good night.
User disconnected from your channel.
Record dates in range October to December 2018. Yeah.
Yeah, you can stop recording now. It's all good.
Civilization 3 clips, copyright Infogrames Atari, Civilization 4 and 5, Take-Two Interactive. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.